7 Steps to Selling a House in 7 Days. Step 1. Have a plan. First of all, I want you to have a mindset change on how real estate investing is being done. Conventional wisdom states that in order for you to succeed as a real estate investor, the real estate deal or the property is very, very important. And although I do not disagree with that, what I do not agree with is the obsession with properties. What I tell my students is that it is not about the property. It is about making money. Okay, so you should never forget that. All right? I see the mistake that a lot of beginning investors make is they become obsessed with properties and they do everything they can to acquire a property and then they worry about what to do later, which is absolutely an insane thing to do because what if you get stuck with a property and you cannot sell it or you cannot even lease it? Then guess what? That property becomes a liability because you will lose money with it if you cannot sell it or if you cannot lease it. So you see, it is not about the property, it is about the money. It is about how much money are you going to make and how are you going to do that while minimizing any risk. Because as I said in the previous chapter, if you make a mistake in real estate, it will cost you many millions of pesos. And I have my share of mistakes and I've lost money with real estate. I've made money with real estate. I'm glad I've made more money than the money that I've lost. But, you know, I am here to help you minimize the risk and the losses that you will have, you know, if you follow what I'm going to tell you right now. One of the things that changed my business completely is what one of my mentors told me, and it is this. It is easier to find a house for a buyer than a buyer for a house. Let me repeat that. It is easier to find a house for a buyer than a buyer for a house. And this principle is true regardless of what market phase you're in. If the market is going up, this is still true because buyers sometimes are discriminating and they cannot just buy the first house that they encounter or the first house that they see. Okay, and all the more this is very true, in fact, even more true when the market is going down. Because then, when the market is going down, then your buyers will have a lot of choices or houses to choose from, and they can take their time in buying their property or buying their house because they know the market is going down. And some buyers, in fact, become wary of buying when the market is going down. They'd rather wait until the market stabilizes in terms of price, and that's the time that they will buy. Okay, so all the more when the market's going down, then the principle of it is easier to find a house for a buyer than a buyer for a house holds even more true or truer. And you know, but still, even if the market is hot, buyers just won't settle for the first house that they encounter. I mean, sometimes, once in a while, you get lucky and you get buyers excited about the house that you have, and bam, you know, the house sells in a day. You know, in a hot market, that's always a possibility, and it has happened to me before. But still, if you are able to find a buyer first and truly understand what the buyer needs, and then you go out and look for the house that fits his or her needs, then that becomes an easier thing to do versus buying a house, not knowing whether you can sell it or not, not knowing whether you can lease it or not, and then you go and scramble to sell it as soon as you can or to lease it as soon as you could, but not knowing exactly to whom you can sell it or to whom you can lease it to. Now, beginning investors ask me this dilemma or this question. Trace, what comes first? Is it the buyer or the property? Okay? And the dilemma is this. If you get a property without a... If you get a buyer, okay? But how can you get a buyer if there's no property? Okay? You have no property to show the buyer. So how will you even market yourself in order for you to get a buyer? Okay? But at the same time, if you get a property first and then you market it and then you can sell it, you can find a buyer for it, then you're stuck with it, right? Here's how you resolve the dilemma, okay? You get a property with no risk to you. For example, remember the condo that Will Abreeza, one of my students, Will Abreeza, sold in 6 days? It was a no-risk proposition, okay? Because see, the thing is, what I did not tell you was that had he not sold the property, he would not have lost any money on it. And I'll explain how he did exactly that, okay, in the next chapter. But for now, what I want you to realize is you need to develop a plan, all right? What's your goal really in your first real estate deal? How much money do you want to make? By when do you want to make the money? By when do you acquire the property? After you've acquired it, think about what's the offer that you will have for your buyers. One of my mentors, Ron Legrand, taught me that before you even think of the entry strategy, or that is how you acquire the property, you have to be thinking of how you exit from the property or how you make money from the property. So always think about the way to go out first, okay, before you get in the deal. So will you sell the deal to an investor buyer, you know, a rehabber, developer, or a landlord? Or will you sell the property to an end buyer? Or do you plan to sell the property to a tenant buyer? Or do you plan to just rent the property, not even sell it, okay? What type of property are you going to acquire? Is it a house, a condo, a townhome? What area do you want to specialize in, okay? And then once you acquire the property, what's your offer? You know, what are the features versus the benefits, okay? Do you want to specialize for first-time home buyers? Or again, do you want to specialize selling houses to landlords, okay? And then what types of house do you want to specialize in? Is it a 3-bedroom house? Is it a 2-bedroom house? Or is it a studio condo, okay? And then think about this. Once you acquire the property, why will your buyer buy your property and not other competing properties out there? Okay, so you have to think of how do you make your property distinct and more advantageous or more desirable for your buyers versus the other properties out there. Okay, of course, some of these questions are questions that you can only find out the answer once you have a property, but it's good to always be thinking of these things upfront, so that you'll be able to move very quickly once you have a property lined up. What's your marketing plan? All right, so after listening to the rest of the ebook, you'll find out what are the different techniques, marketing techniques out there, and you'll be able to implement them. And once you do that, then you'll be able to know exactly what you need to do. Okay? So, do you have a team in place? If you do, who will do what by when? Okay, so part of the team that you need to put together are you need to have real estate agents in your team working for you, finding you deals, finding you buyers, or even tenants. Okay, what about your lawyer? All right, or maybe even have several lawyers. You don't necessarily have to put them on retainer, okay, but all you need to do is have relationships with lawyers who specialize in real estate. Maybe some lawyers specialize in ejection proceedings, okay, or eviction. In that case, then they know more about tenant or landlording laws than you, obviously. And they might know some landlords who are desperate to sell their properties, and you can basically get those properties and help sell them for those landlords, okay? And then you need to have a runner. You need to have someone to put out flyers and bandit signs or banners in order for you to market your property to sell them very, very quickly.